This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back on Enterprise Biz Bytes. We've been asking you, do you think online reviews are actually useful for businesses? You could get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram or WhatsApp. We've got a few minutes left. I'm going to go on to WhatsApp. Desmond says, from my shocking experience, many years back during my first experience selling in marketplace platforms, I uploaded my first product. The first sale I delivered, I was really happy, only to find out that I only got a 1-star rating because of a third-party delivery agent that, I guess, you know, screwed up the delivery process. My whole selling profile was stuck with that 1-star rating and no one would buy from me because I do not have other sales reference to compare with, for example, sold other products. So, very unfair, but funny at the same time. Mm-hmm. Could it be a competitor that rated me? I don't know. Anyways, I deleted the profile and I had to redo it again. Now it's okay, but I just thought it was unnecessary. That's mm-hmm. from Desmond. And actually, that's a very good insight from a business running a store online and how it can actually affect their businesses. And also, if you're running on a platform, how the platform should also actually reach out to the I guess, the seller and like talk to them. And because, you know, for someone to delete the account and then to redo it again, that's just, you know, completely, like Desmond says, completely unnecessary. So, yeah, you know, well, kudos to Desmond for still sticking through and, mm-hmm. I guess, you know, still persevering and coming up with his, I guess, a new store online.
And I guess when you get, like, a bad review, like mm-hmm. for Desmond, it's very difficult to get a good review after that.
Yeah,
because people
yeah.
see your bad reviews, then they're like, I don't want to buy from here. Then the next person gets something and then they have the bad review. Then yeah. they're like, oh, another bad review. So it becomes like a vicious circle kind of problem.
Exactly. On Insta Story, we were doing a poll and currently the poll stands that 94% of y'all said that it is good for business. So, you know, I guess it's no surprises. But then again, you know, Apple, they do things differently. Mm-hmm. And it's, I guess, time will really tell how would this sort of like really affect. And I don't think this is just like, you know, oh, Apple's not going to be able to get consumer insights on the products because they already sell on many different platforms. Mm-hmm. So they're listening to, you know, I guess they're even just listening from the phone itself to, I guess, you know, understand what the products are doing for you and stuff. This is just a weird way of them trying to, I guess, mitigate the bad reviews that yeah. they seem to have. Speaking about like bad reviews, on recently, I think just on Monday or Tuesday, Disney Plus was I guess, you know, launched, and just hours after Disney launched their video streaming service accounts, hackers started to hijack the accounts. Thousands of hacked Disney Plus accounts are already on sale on hacking forums. They range from $3 to $11. Many of the users reported that they were being logged out of their own accounts on all devices with their emails and passwords have been changed, effectively locking the owner out and having the account fully taken over by hackers. So Neil Schweizheim, he's the technical program manager at HackerOne. He sent in a response to us and he said that this is a comment by Niels. He said that it's no surprise that criminals jump on the same bandwagon as everyone else when there's a big new consumer launch. Mm-hmm. The scale of fresh accounts means that it's very much worth their while to invest in attempting to compromise them. Cyber criminals can rely on consumer security apathy to give them an easy win. This research should act as a reminder to all consumers about the importance of securing online accounts with strong and complex passwords. The trouble is, though, and we all know this, passwords are the worst option for secure authentication. But at the moment, we just don't have anything better yet. So for the foreseeable future, people will have to continue to make passwords work for them, whether that is using personal algorithms to keep track of them or using password managers. And organizations can actually do their part by implementing and pushing or even mandating two-factor authentication so that even if passwords are breached, the damage is contained. Niels goes on and says, however, I don't think we'll see an easy small-scale theft like that of the streaming service accounts brought under control anytime soon. So what exactly happened with Disney Plus is actually pretty interesting, because Disney, they've rejected any suggestions that their system has been hacked. They said in the company statement, "We have found no evidence of a security breach. We continuously audit our security systems, and when we find an attempted suspicious login, we proactively lock the associated user account and direct the user to select a new password." So, you know, if you're taking mega corporations at their word, especially when it's regarding to cybersecurity issues, it's rarely advisable. But in this case, you don't really have to, because the simpler explanation is almost certainly the correct one. Troy Hunt, he's the founder of the website Have I Been Pwned, which is a repository for the billions of accounts that have been leaked across various breaches over the years. He says this is certainly sounding like credential stuffing. This is an incident that has been the hallmarks of what we've been seeing over and over and over again. Dunkin' Donuts, Nest, OkCupid, they're all recent victims of credential stuffing, which is relatively straightforward. You just take a set of usernames and passwords that have been leaked in previous breaches, you throw them at a given service, and then you see which one sticks. So credential stuffing tools are readily available online, so it's, you know, they can automate the process. But they also make it the login requests look legitimate, sending them as trickles from multiple IP addresses rather than one suspicious centrally located tsunami. So the platform itself wouldn't flag this as a suspicious account because you're trying to log in continuously from, you know, from one location. It actually does, like, you know, I guess maybe thousands of logins at thousands different locations with thousand different email addresses at the same time. So from the platform's perspective, it's hard to, I guess, mitigate that area, right? And because people reuse passwords so frequently, it's not hard to get a significant number of matches.
So basically what it means is, if you've used your same username and password for one account, let's say Gmail or Google or anything, and then that
or
was compromised.
Any services that have been compromised before.
Sony, let's say the PlayStation Network, something like that, for example. Yeah. And then that was compromised. So the next time, if they want to break into your Disney Plus, they just throw that same username password combination at Disney Plus, see if it sticks, because most probably you use
you
the same thing.
You didn't change your password.
You didn't change your password or your username. And then it just goes through, because that combination, there's a lock there. That is, so this ties in with what we spoke about using, like, password lockers and password managers. Yeah, so that you don't keep using the same password and username again and again, so that when other people have that combination, they can't break into your other services.
Yeah, it's very simple. Like, with so many things, it really comes down to, I guess, security versus convenience, right? And the reason why we use the same passwords is because we just don't want to have the ability, the need to remember so many different passwords. And if you don't want to wait for companies to act, and let's face it, you don't want to wait, you should actually take account security into your own hands. And I would, you know, for me, just use a password manager. The initial setup can be very painful, but at least, you know, when you're done with all of that, you actually have the confidence that all of your passwords are unique and they are hard to crack, because, you know, all of the, I guess, you know, best password managers, they're all encrypted. You know, you only have to remember one master password, and even if you lose that master password, you can know it's secure, in the sense, because even the company that has the program, the password manager, even they can't help you with that, right? So all you have to do is just remember that one password, and that's all you need to worry about. You know, and losing access to your accounts will then just be an unnecessary annoyance. And, you know, Disney says while the customer support will help you to reclaim it, you've just got better ways to spend your time instead of just, you know.
And now it's a waste and like a roundabout and stuff. Especially if you're signing up, I think, with new services and on-demand services. If you Google Disney Plus, the first sponsored ad that pops up is Disney Plus, get Disney Plus in Malaysia, which we don't have Disney Plus here yet, because it's a service that's giving you a USA IP address. So it's one of those services that fakes your address, and then it says, try now for free, get access to Disney Plus, 3,000 plus movies, blah, blah, blah. And it happened fast. They've only been around for a week, I think. So you know, even when you're signing up for new services that are new on the market, just be a bit more careful. Change your password, change your combination. It's just a smarter way to do things.
Well, it's an advice that we've been giving for the last 10 years, at least from my experience. Anyways, that's all the time we have for today's Enterprise Biz Bytes. We started by asking you, do you think reviews are actually useful for businesses? Why and why not? Thank you so much for all the feedback. Following that, we spoke about...
Then we spoke about Black Friday's big numbers and how it's not just in the US.
And following that, we spoke about another online service, Disney Plus, another hack. Coming up on the Breakfast Grill replay, we have Tavet Henricus. He's the chairman and the co-founder of TransferWise, online money transfer service. TransferWise wants to disrupt international banking by changing the way we transfer funds from around the world. Fresh off the back of their Malaysia operation launch, we sat down with the co-founder and Tavet Henricus to discuss their Asian expansion and the overall growth strategy. My name is Jeff Sandhu. Together with Arvind Yuvraj, you've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.